This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Can we talk something else? Can we talk about something else?
Hello. Out there. I have a lot of respect for sex work, especially the stuff that's been going on in and around Long Island for the last decade and a half. The Gilgo 4 case was big news. Missing Craigslist escorts, petite and in their early 20s, discovered in burlap sacks alongside a desolate section of Ocean Parkway out in New York's Babylon. The killer or killers had likely driven along the parkway at night, dumping the burlap body bags into the brambles at intervals that measured little less than a quarter mile of each other. A neat row at Gilgo. Girls always go missing in this line of work, but a line such as the one that soon extended to include a total of 10 murdered out along the Ocean Parkway, including an unidentified and likely trans Asian sex worker along with a toddler caught up in this mess, meant that a serial killer had been operating in Long Island for quite some time and maybe had others dumping in his dumping ground. He had been operating, literally, some of the bodies. Him and these others, I assume, had been operating, literally. Some of the bodies had been decapitated, arms cut off, wrapped partially. Some of these bodies were in surgical mats. There was torture and strangulation, signs of captivity with the victims. But back to sex work. To put on your hard hat every night and get out there, knowing you easily could become another victim, is sad. It shows how desperate some of these girls are. But I have to respect it. If I'd been a pretty young woman in my early 20s, I like to think that I'd have had the balls or the tits to get out there, hustle, make a good living for a few years, get ahead, so to speak. But for the girls out there who knew that Lisk was on the prowl, the Long Island serial killer, what a brave, albeit reckless, pursuit. Easy money. I've heard some of these girls say, when asked why they do it, by my estimation, there's little, though, that is easy about sex work. In the case of the Lisk victims, you're a petite young woman, around 5 feet tall, weighing 100 pounds or so. You're dressed in a handful of clothing, wearing heels, and probably high on hard drugs, drinking alcohol, going into the homes or vehicles of strange men whom probably don't bother much with chivalry or even washing their groin area before slamming your face into it. Easy money. That's how some of these girls describe it. Wiping at their mouths and counting the cash afterwards through hollow eyes. And then one day something like the Lisk gets you, and you're strung up by chains attached to a hard point in the ceiling, kept for days or for as long as he needs you, until dumping you. I can't imagine any amount of money, any steady stream of drugs, being worth putting oneself out into a scene with a predator like Lisk out there. To be fair, Lisk was a faceless phantom until just recently. Had the girls known that a cunning architect with decades of dirty work under his nails, lumbering around as a giant among men, a behemoth to women, was responsible, maybe they would have opted for a doctorate. The recently arrested and accused Long Island serial killer, Rex Huerman, looks like a great white shark that climbed out of the Atlantic one night and put a suit on, started a family, secured a high-powered job, then went on the hunt. I'm sure you've seen Rex. He's enormous, a waddling shark. You remember Bruce from Finding Nemo? That's Rex Huerman in a suit. His dorsal fin, that haunted head of his that surely seemed to cut through and above the crowds, streaming to New York skyscrapers every morning, back in his heyday, when he was the ever-elusive Lisk. Rex Huerman was hiding in plain sight. He lived just above the Gilgo Graveyard in Massapequa Park. Now that the Lisk has been revealed, it's a little shocking how scary the man is. A highly organized killer, Huerman, from what we know so far, was meticulous. The 50 hotel card keys found in his home are bothersome. The hundreds of devices, computers, could those be keepsakes? The fact that he seemed to intentionally misspell words like torture as torture in his itineraries of mastered mayhem, these misspellings, to me, are homage to BTK. Though Huerman is far too large to have climbed in through windows, I believe he was more of a trapper than a hunter like Raider. Still, you can't convince me that Rex Huerman, an architect, doesn't know that the word heavy, as he used it in, quote, use heavy rope for neck, end quote. You can't convince me he doesn't know that heavy is not spelled as H-E-V-E-Y. Anyways, this isn't a Lisk episode. I'll wait for more details. The ones we have are ferocious on the imagination, cruel in nature, and I find myself wanting to climb into the mouth of this beast right now, but I'll wait. It's on the list. Welcome to Dark Topic. I'm your host, Jack Luna. This is a true crime happening. Off the list. The cadaver dog search for a missing escort, 23-year-old Shannon Gilbert, off of Ocean Parkway and the Oak Beach neighborhoods of Long Island, then progressing to Gilgo Beach, Long Island, back in December of 2010, was Rex Huerman's undoing. Not his doing, in my opinion, but Lisk's undoing. Earlier that year, in the spring of May 1st of 2010, the escort Shannon Gilbert had vanished under troubling circumstances, placing a 911 call from a client's home in Oak Beach before running around from affluent household to affluent household in the night, begging for help. Her driver, Michael Pack, can be heard in the background of the call trying to calm her down. The client, Joseph Brewer, can be heard trying to get her out of his house. Shannon is on the phone with 911, and she's claiming her life to be in danger, saying that, quote, they're trying to kill me. Popular, or maybe unpopular belief, has Shannon experiencing some kind of panic, possibly induced by mental illness or drugs or both? Some believe that the client said or did something to scare her, that's Joe Brewer, or that her driver, Michael Pack, who was supposed to be her security, had led her into a trap of some sorts. Many believe Lisk to be involved in some way. Rex Huerman is rumored to have commented on Shannon Gilbert's disappearance to another escort at that time when he was still free and doing his thing. He allegedly quipped that the missing girl likely ran into a killing party. Personally, I believe that Lisk, or Rex Huerman, has already proven to be far too organized for this situation. Earlier I spoke of this case being his undoing, not his doing. It's spooky to think that Shannon Gilbert was freaking out during a typical sex-for-pay situation out there in the vicinity of the Lisk-Gilgo dumping grounds for any reason. Nobody knew how notorious this area was about to become. But Shannon Gilbert clearly had an inkling of something being wrong out there. Have a listen. Oh, and hey, please, turn down your headphones a little bit. Every time I do one of these calls throughout this case, I think I do two more. Turn down your headphones a little bit. I have to keep the static up because there's voices in the background that are bleeding through, and I couldn't clean it the way that I normally would without getting rid of those voices. So just a heads up, turn down your headphones a little bit, or, you know, just looking out for you.
State Police. Yeah, there's somebody after me.
I'm sorry?
There's somebody after me.
Where are you?
There's somebody after me.
Okay, where are you?
There's somebody after me.
Where are you, ma'am?
I don't know.
You're driving right now?
No, I'm inside the house.
I'm sorry?
I'm inside the house.
What house?
I don't know. Can you speak where I am?
I'm sorry?
Can you speak where I am?
No, I can't. What's your callback number you're calling from? Are you calling from?
Somebody's after me. Where?
Are you in Suffolk County or Nassau County?
I'm on Long Island.
Where on Long Island are you?
I'll step in there, and it just seems to me that Shannon Gilbert, she's escorting here, and she's not used to being out in the middle of nowhere, as she says there, if you got it. She's used to just hooking or sex working in the city and all that, and now they've gone out to this Ocean Parkway area, this in the middle of nowhere area to her, and yeah, she's freaked out that he's brought her here. She feels like she's being set up. Her client is Joe Brewer. Her driver, Michael Pack, an older guy who she's not so much familiar with. Usually she's with her boyfriend doing these deals. And she's lost complete faith in Michael Pack for whatever reason. And she feels threatened by the client and them together. The client, Joe Brewer, says, I'll go upstairs. I'm going to go upstairs and you go with Mike. And she's like, no, why you bring me out here? Why are you trying to kill me? He's like, what are you, crazy? What are you? Come on, let's go in the car. Let's get out of here. We got to get back to Manhattan. And she just is not having it. She, to me, either sounds like she's lost in drugs or mental illness or both, or something else has happened away from this 911 call that we're not privy to, that she's obviously, she's not sharing either. It's very confusing.
Hello?
I gotta stop again. Shannon Gilbert, she's behind the couch. She's afraid of Joe Brewer, the client. She's afraid of her driver, Michael Pack. And she's saying, you're being sarcastic. What? You're a part of this all along. What is she talking about? Clearly, there's more going on here than meets the ear. And now it sounds like she's struggling to get out of the house and she's running past her driver. I'll continue. So the screaming is disconcerting, right? This call, it's well known by this point, but it's difficult to understand unless you know that Shannon begins the call behind a couch, like I said, at around 4 a.m. She runs from the home when her driver, Michael Pack, confronts her. Pack wasn't her usual driver, like I said, and Shannon's boyfriend, Alex, was usually the driver, but there had been some domestic and legal issues as of late. He actually beat her up so bad and broke her jaw where she had a titanium plate in her jaw that would eventually be a determining factor when they find her body that they indeed have Shannon out in a marsh where she ends up. Spoiler alert. But she runs from the house at that point, and that's what all the screaming is about on the call. Once in the street, Shannon begins banging on doors. One woman calls 911 as she's scared to let the girl in. Another older man, Gus Coletti, opens his door and talks with Shannon. He calls 911 as well. But Shannon takes off from his door when she sees the headlights of Michael Pack searching for her. Now, Michael Pack later will be like, man, this was a mess. I got an escort out here. It's a legal business we're dealing in. We're a long way from Jersey City, Manhattan. The sun's going to come up and I'm chasing her around while the neighborhood is calling 911 and she's on the phone with 911 and I'm fucking out of here. Good luck. That's his attitude. Shannon Gilbert apparently runs into the reeds off of the roadside or in behind the houses, and she gets lost out there and dies. That's the official story. The Gilbert family lawyer, and lawyer to a few LISC victims, John Ray, wholeheartedly disagrees with this conclusion that she went out there and drowned in a little bit of water out in the marsh. This lawyer is quite the character. He's like the Don Cherry of lawyers, Don Cherry being a Canadian icon, or used to be. And if you don't get that reference, then he's like a real-life Saul Goodman from Better Call Saul. And if that one doesn't grab you, the guy, John Ray, an older man with a little ponytail, dressing flamboyantly, not afraid to make things interesting in front of the press, that's John Ray. Personally, I think he's full of shit half the time, but there's no doubt method to his madness. Lawyer John Ray, New York lawyer John Ray, believes that there's something sick that's been going on out there in the private beach communities off of Ocean Parkway in Long Island for a long time. We've got proof of this, too. I mean, there's a disgraced former police chief in James Burke. Burke was chief of Suffolk County during much of the LISC investigations and is thought to have sabotaged the case many times in order to cover up his activities as an active party boy out in the Gilgo, Oak Beach, Ocean Parkway scene where call girls and cocaine were commonplace. Lawyer John Ray has insinuated that the former chief might be responsible for the unknown Asian male potential trans sex worker found out by Gilgo Beach dead, dressed as a woman. Ray and many others, including myself, suspect that the former police chief Burke was part of some sex and murder cult out in the Oak Beach, Gilgo area, which is known for being strange and secretive. The Gilgo Four, whom I won't get too detailed about, if I'm going to do it, I'll do it, but not today. The Gilgo Four seem to be quite obviously connected to one another. The other six bodies, including this potentially trans sex worker and the unknown Asian male, they don't seem to be connected to the Gilgo Four, although they're all found in the same area out there. The other six bodies outside of the Gilgo Four that are directly connected to LISC, definitely. The other six bodies found out there appear more random than those Gilgo Four. And I don't mean to be insensitive and not giving the names and all that. I just think I will cover this case in the future and get more into it. So I'm not just going to throw their names out there and not touch on exactly what their backgrounds were and all that. This is off the LISC. At least I'm trying for it to be. But the other six bodies, apart from the Gilgo Four, they were more random seeming. And they were treated in a more chaotic way when it came to disposal. Cut up, some parts of their bodies found outside of the area, almost as if there had been a kill team involved. A party night where at the end you kill the escort, the sex worker, and this kill team then maybe they're each given a part of the body and told to go scatter the remains in order to make everybody, you know, implicit in this. My gut tells me that Rex Huerman, the accused Lisk, Long Island serial killer, he worked alone. And that he chose a dumping ground for his victims that had previously been used by some kill club that perhaps he had been a part of back in the 90s and continued on his own, doing his own thing later on. That this is just speculation. This is just my imagination. And we'll see if I'm right by the time I get to covering Lisk properly. And that he chose a dumping ground for his victims that had previously been used by some kill club out off of Ocean Parkway in the private affluence of places like Oak Beach, Gilgo, from where Shannon Gilbert made her 911 call before vanishing into the haunted night air out there. So let's talk about Shannon Gilbert, finally being found in December of 2011, 19 months after her disappearing, and 10 bodies accidentally discovered in the process of trying to locate her. Shannon was found deep in a marsh about a half a mile from the Oak Beach neighborhood she'd run from screaming on that call, claiming that they were trying to kill her. Her naked remains were found after her clothing and personal items were discovered some distance from her, out in the marshy section behind the home she'd fled from. The cause of death had been ruled accidental. Investigators deduced that Shannon Gilbert ran out into the marsh and became stuck in her frenzy, in her drug-induced psychosis, and then she somehow drowned out there. Many find this to be ridiculous, considering her being partially naked and that Shannon's hyoid bone in her neck was broken, a strong indicator of strangulation. The hyoid is the only floating bone in your body and is located in the front of your neck. It supports the tongue and helps with speaking and swallowing. But I'm no doctor. You know who is, though? The guy whose house Shannon Gilbert's body was found behind, a neighbor of the client of hers that night, Joe Brewer, Dr. Peter Hackett was this doctor, this neighbor, and he was known by authorities as the type to insert himself into investigations. Hackett was a former head of the Suffolk County Emergency Medical Services. In 1996, when TWA Flight 800 experienced a fuel issue, sparking the pilot to comment that she was rising quicker than a, quote, homesick angel was this large jet. It then soon crashed afterwards into the Atlantic 8 miles off the coast of Long Island, killing all 230 passengers. Dr. Peter Hackett is said to have largely embellished his role in the fallout of this disaster. He's also rumored to have had a fascination with body parts, talking just openly to people about what he had seen in that aftermath. And the way in which he spoke was not in a normal medical sense. I should add that Dr. Hackett called Shannon Gilbert's mother, Mary, a few days following her disappearance in his neighborhood. Hackett told Mary Gilbert, the mother of Shannon, that he'd treated Shannon at his home for wayward girls and then released her. Later, Hackett would deny making this call, but phone records would confirm that he had. Shannon's mother, Mary, fought like hell to get justice for her daughter. Both Mother Mary and attorney John Ray, whom I mentioned, felt that Dr. Hackett had something to do with Shannon's disappearance. When Shannon was found behind his estate, this all but confirmed it for them. A wrongful death lawsuit was filed against Hackett, and he fled for Florida to start a new life, of which he says is completely ruined due to the ongoing lawsuit of wrongful death in the Shannon Gilbert case and speculation that he was involved because of his phone call he made to the mother, Mary Gilbert, afterwards saying that he treated her. I mean, what the fuck was he doing? Why would he insert himself here? There's a lot of speculation. He was involved in this massive mess out in his old stomping grounds now that he's moved to Florida. Dr. Hackett was said to have basically run that community out there, Gilgo, Oak Beach area, very respected. And the community has many suspicions that he had such a very dark influence on the dark underbelly there that many admit stretched back with rumors to the early 90s that there was these kill clubs or these sex parties going on that would often end in violence. Shannon's mother, Mary, was brought to Dr. Hackett's back deck once her body was found back there, and the deck looked over the marsh where her daughter was found. They needed to use special vehicles to get out there to even search for her. By the way, it's impossible to trek out there. So the fact she was able to do so as deeply as she got back there, when these special vehicles need to be used to bring these investigators out there to even look around and eventually find her, that's concerning as well. Shannon's mother, Marie, like I said, was brought to that back deck of Dr. Hackett. And Dr. Hackett, I got to remind you, in the beginning, he's the one that phoned her and said, I had her here, I treated her, I have a home for wayward girls, which he did not have. And to her, being on Dr. Hackett's back porch that overlooked the marsh, with an investigator pointing out to her where her daughter's body and then her clothes being found further away from her were discovered, and having taken that phone call in the beginning, and then now being on that porch 19 months later of that doctor, Dr. Hackett, who had called her and said this shit, it's to Mary Gilbert, the mother of Shannon Gilbert, she thought this cannot be a coincidence. Shannon's mother, Mary Gilbert, vowed to see this thing through, as did their family lawyer now, John Ray. Unfortunately, Mother Mary Gilbert, her own end would come first. All right, Rosetta Stone, everybody. If you want to learn a new language naturally, speak it confidently. Rosetta Stone helps you absorb a language the way you learned your first. Through real-world context and conversation, no memorization, just practical skills you can use right away. Rosetta Stone is the leading language learning program available on desktop and mobile, designed to fully immerse you in your chosen language for a more natural and effective learning experience. I've used Rosetta Stone. I'm using it right now to learn English as I stumble through this ad read. No, I've been trying to learn Japanese. I want to do that trip that I've been talking about, and I continue to learn through Rosetta Stone, and I find it to be a very enjoyable experience, easy way to go about learning. My favorite feature so far has been the built-in true accent. Speech recognition technology provides real-time feedback, helping you sound more natural. There's nothing that I fear more than people not thinking I'm actually Japanese in Japan. Now, I do enjoy knowing how close I am getting to the way it's supposed to be actually spoken. It's like having a personal language coach guiding you through your accent every step of the way. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Dark Topic listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/today to get started and claim your 50% off today. Don't miss out. Go to rosettastone.com/today and start learning today.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And this is what I'm talking about when it comes to this episode being off the list. I'm trying to stay off the list, but there's just too much on it. I'll get off it right away now, though. In February of 2016, while still searching for answers in the death of her daughter, Shannon Gilbert, 52-year-old Mary Gilbert was knocked off balance with yet another major issue concerning a daughter of hers. 27-year-old Sarah Gilbert had been deeply affected by her sister, Shannon's, suspected murder. Sarah was seen on television at times with her mother and sisters under the bright lights that came with the media's Lisk fascination. Sarah, who suffered from paranoid schizophrenia, often seemed bewildered in the background, her eyes wide and filled with a mixture of fear, pain, sadness, and anger. She always stood out to me in those interviews back then as looking like she needed a drink or some help. There was something deeply wrong behind that glazed, faraway stare of Sarah's. It came to light when her mother, Mary, was forced to take custody of her 8-year-old grandson, Sarah's little boy, after Sarah had drowned his puppy in the bathtub in front of the boy. The reason? Sarah had become convinced that the dog was rapper Eminem, and that Eminem was out to kill her. Now, listening to Eminem and some of his albums back then as a paranoid schizophrenic probably didn't do great wonders for your mental illness. And I guess I can see how this would have happened. I can't. You're drowning a puppy saying it's Eminem in front of your 8-year-old boy. Can I? I'm going to think about an Eminem lyric right off the top of my head. I'm a big Eminem fan, big Stephen King fan. When it comes to movies, I'm a Quentin Tarantino fan. I just like the greats. You know, I enjoy greatness. Fucking sue me, but I can grab an Eminem lyric off the top of my head. One of my big influences, Eminem, and another fucking, I just said him, King and Tarantino. I went to John's rave with Ron and Dave, met a new wave blonde babe with half of her head shaved. There's one. How about that? But back to this. Obviously, Sarah had issues. Her father, whom was different than her sister's fathers, her mother Mary had multiple, you know, partners that she had children with. Her father, though, Sarah, who we're switching over to here now in this confusing episode of Dark Topic, he had a heroin addiction in Sarah's childhood and also suffered from mental illness. Sarah spent time in foster care as a child. She had suffered sexual abuse. Her mother, Mary, had regrets over how Sarah's life had culminated, and she stuck by Sarah. Sarah also looked up very much so to Shannon Gilbert, who was found after all of the 10 bodies were recovered out there in Gilgo. Sarah looked up to her sister greatly, and this really spun her into a real spiral, obviously, here, beginning with the drowning of a puppy in front of her 8-year-old boy. So her mother is trying to help her after she's taken custody of her child as a result of that act, and she gets her daughter into psychiatric care only months before what culminated here. Sarah's revenge on her mother, Mary, for taking her little boy from her as she saw it. On July 23rd of 2016, following a stint in a psych facility for her drowning of a puppy in front of her son, for Christ's sakes, Sarah Gilbert, off her paranoid schizophrenia meds replaced by alcohol and street drugs, calls her mother Mary and tells her that she needs company as she was hearing voices. This happened a lot. Sarah and her mother lived in the same home, though this home was sectioned into apartments. Sarah lived up top, while Mom, and who she thought of as her stolen little boy, now lived downstairs. Mary, Mother Mary, answered the call and was sitting with Sarah on her couch upstairs by 10:30 a.m. on July 23rd, 2016, 5 years after her daughter, Mary's daughter, had been found out in the marsh, and Sarah's sister, remember, this is Sarah's sister that she looked up to so much. And while Mary's sitting on the couch having these conversations they must have about how fucked up everything is, trying to console her daughter, Sarah begins to slip a kitchen knife from behind a throw pillow she's holding on her lap. Then Sarah, in a fit of madness and convinced of her mother's evil nature, took to stabbing her mother, Mary. And this is off the list. This is what I'm trying to get to. This is a story I wanted to tell. Though the other one about Lisk and everything surrounding it is what I'm going to have to tell in the future. This is where I was trying to get off the Lisk. How many times did she stab her mother? 227 times. Once the blade finally broke, Sarah got a fire extinguisher and bashed her mother's head in. Then she poured the contents of the extinguisher down her thoroughly deceased mother's throat. Then, she put on some music, Eminem, and smoked cigarettes until the police showed up following a call for a welfare check by her sister. When police entered the apartment, they immediately saw the state of Mother Mary and soon found Sarah in the bathtub trying to clean the blood off of herself. Sarah looked up when they entered the police and she stated to these police, quote, "I am under arrest." Gilbert family attorney and deeply embedded in the Lisk case, attorney John Ray, the real-life Saul Goodman, it's all good, man, who had worked so closely with Mother Mary Gilbert to get justice for Shannon, her daughter, would be Shannon's sister and Mary Gilbert's daughter's attorney in this case. So John Ray is involved in this so deep. Ray would state that this was an insane crime, not one motivated by rage. We're talking about the crime of Sarah killing Mother Mary, whom he had worked so closely with to try to get justice for Sarah. Shannon. I'm trying to keep this clear. This attorney, Ray, would state that this was an insane crime, not one motivated by rage. Here's a quote from attorney Ray here, quote, "There's a madness in this that no ordinary human being suffers," end quote. So he is representing Sarah in killing her mother, Mary, whom this attorney, John Ray, was standing side by side with for years following her daughter, Shannon Gilbert's, the discovery of her body out there in the area in which everybody came to realize that the Lisk killer was out there. On the stand, Sarah, she wouldn't help much. She wouldn't help her own case much in the killing of her mother. She clearly stated that her intention was to kill her mother because she was evil. Sarah Gilbert was convicted of second-degree murder and sentenced to 25 years to life. She appealed in 2021, but was denied. The second-degree murder charge is just as crazy to me as not deeming her crazy. What was she doing? Just cuddling a fucking kitchen knife behind that pillow? There's no premeditation there? So second-degree murder is you commit the act in like a fit of, you decided in the moment to do it. First degree is it's premeditated. That kitchen knife being behind the fucking pillow, I mean, that seems to be premeditation to me. Again, unless she just cuddles with fucking knives. Here's Gilbert family lawyer John Ray, who's really gotten some airtime out of this whole situation. He doesn't even seem real at this point, like a character from a Stephen King novel or a Quentin Tarantino movie. Here's what Ray had to say about Sarah being put into prison for killing her mother in such an atrocious way, like a psychotic way, in my opinion, and he obviously agrees, or I agree with him. Here's what he had to say about her being put into prison rather than a psych ward. And I think I'll cross this one completely off the list when it comes to Sarah and her mother, Mary. I will be back with an episode, a fully fleshed episode on Lisk, once all the details come out and we get to hear from Rex Heuermann himself at some point. I'm not going to do it now. I'm not going to speculate or, you know, a lot more information is going to come out. I will do a BTK style episode on Lisk once we have more information. But I will finish here with attorney John Ray talking about how Sarah shouldn't have been put into prison. She should have been put in a psych ward for what she did to her mother, her poor mother, Mary Gilbert, who went through so much up until the end of her life.
I think Sarah will kill someone in prison. It's almost certain. Because Sarah's insane. Sarah's insane. Sarah's violent. Sarah's psychotic. Sarah is extremely psychotic. And in her psychoses, she has been repeatedly homicidal. She's attacked nurses. She's attacked other patients with her. She's attacked staff members in her hospitals. She killed her mother. She was going to kill her son. She was going to kill her sisters. The chances that Sarah, in a prison, even on meds, will not commit another homicide are very slim. She will kill again.
And that'll do it. A little curveball for you, a little slurve, a little knuckleball, really. I'm a knucklehead for trying to attack this case in that way. I'll be sure to do a proper list case once everything is out in the open. I want to thank Valerie, the serial killer Miller. Thank you for your high-level support, Valerie. And Sinful Cynthia. Thank you both for your high-level support on Patreon. I do nicknames now for anyone who comes to the high level of Patreon. And thanks to all who support for exclusive content on Apple Plus and Patreon, and to anyone who listens in general, thanks to you too. How about that? Everyone gets a special thank you. That's real nice of me. And other than that, please rate and review Dark Topic. Please check out Maroon Podcast that I do with Aaron Habel of Generation Y twice a month. And I should say for the exclusives, everyone's asking that listens publicly, like, where are you? Why aren't you doing more Dark Topics? I'm trying. Okay, I'm trying to do two a month. This is what you can get, though, with the exclusives. You can get More Dark Topic at the $5 tier of Patreon. You also get early releases of Marooned, early ad-free releases of Dark Topic. You also get a big back catalog of exclusive episodes. And Brutal, that I do with Kent Chungus, makes an appearance there on occasion. That mostly lives at the 13th floor and on Apple Plus. So on Apple Plus, you can get 3 days free if you want to listen and get all the content for free and then not pay. You can do that for 3 days. So on Apple Plus, for $9.99 a month, you'll get additional Dark Topics as well as 2 Brutal episodes a month and a big back catalog. On Patreon's 13th floor, you will get those 2 Brutal episodes. You will get all the Dark Topic Plus episodes. You'll get the early releases. You'll get Jack Luna's Dark Fiction and everything I do with other podcasts like my brother Leroy's podcast, excuse me, that's a legal pod, as well as a big back catalog there too that's exclusive to the 13th floor. But wait, there's more. Now, I think that's it. How about I read some reviews? Let's do something that's a little bit more interesting than me just trying to plug my exclusive content. How about I read some reviews and bring myself down a notch? I don't read reviews unless I'm doing it here. I'm lying. I check in sometimes. All right, let's see what we got. I'm going to go for a negative one first. 1 star. You had me until you called ADH people spoiled, stuck up for asking for special accommodations. Okay. I don't remember doing that, so I can't really come. I think it was about time blindness. I think I talked on an exclusive episode about how people who say that they suffer from time blindness, so they should be forgiven for showing up late for stuff because of their ADHD time blindness, that bothered me because you have a phone, most people do, with alarms on it that can get you to places on time. Anyways, 1 star off of that. I think that's the comment that I made. 5 stars. Blown away. Found this pod by accident, and it's the best accident I've ever had. Jack's storytelling is incredible. Binging and can't get enough. Thank you so much, JBT. Mom. That's not my mom. JBT Mom is her name there. What else we got? We got a lot of 5-star reviews. Thank you, everybody, so much. 5 stars. Love your honesty, opinions, your attitude. My admiration of the way you tell these dark truths is beyond my ability to express. Thank you so much, Jolene. What else we got? 1 star. What happened? Something awful because your podcast is so not what it used to be. Unfortunately. All right. Thanks for that. 2 stars. Lame. Paywall and lack of free content is atrocious. Thank you very much. Truth in review. All right. Well, we'll move on from there. Maybe we'll end on a 5-star. Dark Topic. You have a way with words. None wasted. Really enjoy Crazy Mary character. Oh, that's from the exclusive content. Actually very creeped out by the story. Well, thank you. That's Jack Luna's Dark Fiction they're alluding to there. Hey, listen, I'm not putting in enough public content. I live off of Patreon and Apple Plus. That is how I support my family. And I tunnel vision on that stuff quite a bit. I'm going to do my best. I've cut some fat and I'm going to try my best. I mean, I can't promise because I always break promises, but I hear you. All right. I hear you. I need to put up more public content. Other than that, eyes cocked, doors locked, stay paranoid, and just good to talk to you again, everybody out there. I hope you're well. I went through a lot this summer. My dad died. He suffered from an overdose of fentanyl that somebody gave to him, and the thought was that it was very shady. I went to go see his place. I'm sorry, it's been a while. I'm not sure what I've said here. And that was crazy. And since I've been haunted, really, in a good way, he will in my opinion, even my girl, who's completely not into the supernatural stuff, she's like, whoa, every time you walk past that lamp, it flickers. And she changes the bulb, still, it'll flicker. And it's like he's saying hello. Out there from wherever he is. So that was a lot of sadness, a lot of confusing feelings there. Me and my dad were so close when we were kids, my brother, my dad, myself. And as we got older, we kind of pulled apart. A lot of fucked up shit happened. And to see where he lived, you know, for the past 5 years and when I wasn't talking to him, God, I really felt him there. I even smelled him, you know, body odor and beer and cigarettes. But that could have been me, to be fair. Beyond that, what else fucking happened? I don't know. I just hope that you're all well. Kids are back to school now in my world. And I have a lot of time to write and record and produce Dark Topics and everything else. So hopefully I'll be back real soon with you with something else here. Farewell. See you. Talk at you soon. All that. Please rate and review. Hey, if you're not hearing enough of me, check out Marooned. My girl actually writes Marooned, does the research for it, many of the episodes. And Aaron and I from Gen Y, we rough it up to our liking, and we record that twice a month. So Marooned, I'm really frequent over there, and I'm going to try to be as frequent as I am there as I am here. It's just Dark Topic takes a lot. It really does take a lot. But it's very important to me. And from the bottom of my fucking heart, thank you for hanging with me. Let's get consistent. Let's talk more. Let's do this more often. I just got doors locked, stay paranoid, big love.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.